mean, you could put one up without a bracha. It would be nice to. It's a holy, you know. Someone bought a mezuzah here once.
Yeah,
a big fancy mezuzah.
Yeah. I went with the door there.
Oh.
There was a door there, and they took the door down.
So what are these things?
Huh?
Doors?
These are doors.
Why do we need so many doors for?
Because in case of emergency, when you have 350 people here, and there's a fire, what do you have to get out?
I thought there's no fires in Israel anymore. Because it's all stone.
Just in case, it's all theoretical.
What?
So we can put them up at once. There's no imperative to it.
There's no rush. Yes, I would like mezuzahs as well.
But maybe because of the rush, it might be better.
Yeah. We got to get dedications. Anybody wants to give? What?
Very difficult in a pocket. People like cut out something too inside and let the bread in the mezuzah.
Okay. Oh,
I would just stick up there. Yeah, I know.
Eventually, this room should just have mezuzahs.
Right.
This is an eating room, a simcha room. This should just have mezuzahs without a bracha. Upstairs doesn't need.
Even that without a bracha?
What?
Even here, even when it's a simcha room, it's still without a bracha?
You don't sleep in a place.
People
see. Tofresh Bahadas. Sidvav we're up to. Yabshu Olav, if its leaves dried out, puzzle. But Kamshu, if it only withered, kosher. So you'll say, what's withered mean? It's not really Nogeya. What's Nogeya is what's Yabshu. If it ain't Yabshu, it's kosher. You want to know if kumshu is l'chatchila? I guess not. If it's green and fresh, that's l'chatchila. If it's withered and, I don't know, if it's... Kumshu is if it's dried out, but it's not yet the shear of what we're going to learn in Siv Zayin. So that's kosher, but I guess it's not hoder, it's not b'dieved, it's not l'chatchila, it's not muhuder. Shira yavshas that would make it possible is a filo nifrach b'tzipor, and it's still kosher, even if it would crumble, but a madain yirokim ain't kosher. Unlike a lulav, by the hadas, it crumble, it gets brittle first, and then it changes color. A lulav changes color first, and then gets brittle. So here, even if it gets brittle, it's still kosher. Bainan the krom yaveshim elok shi albinu pneim, when the green goes away, and it gets like white, pale. Okay, now how many leaves does this have to happen to for it to be possible is in Sivches. But let's see the Mishnah Berurah first on Sivvav and Zion. No Mishnah Berurah on Sivvav. Siv Zion, we learn in the Mishnah Berurah, She'albinu Paneim, and that's a stage, La'achar She'nifrach B'tzipayr, and after it crumbles, U'bemes Einamotzi B'mitzius, She'albinu Panav Lo'yeh Nifrach B'tzipayr, and that won't happen. Him kankshin is lobbing paneim by the yomishu. That's where we can assume that the shear of yavshus is when it turns white or pale. Umishen and bokeh b'zeh are shear, you're not quite sure. Mashma b'tomim b'yam sheyuchal eshar al yidei sheyishra osom yomo yomayim b'mayim. You soak it. The yavshu the kemosha oyu b'mishmush, and if it gets fresh again, even if you just sprinkle water or not, that happens. Uvamarei and adayim lachemeh. Yimlav Haim Yavesha. Kodra Prima Godem. The Yavesh Eitzah Hadas, the stick. Afilo Ha'olam Haim Adayin Yerokim Posel. I didn't know if the stick dried out. I don't know. Is there liquid in the stick? The wood has Lachluchas in it. I don't know how you know. Uva Bikura Yaakov Masad Alzeh in the Iyanius. The daita the yavshus of eitz lo shayach tzul klal. I thought every eight, like eitz yavesh, like the quintessential yavshus in the poetry of Mach, is always an eitz. An eitz is yavesh. I don't know. I don't know what the prima godim. I guess you could tell if it's dried out. It's not fresh. It's I guess brittle is the most.
Take a branch, snap.
Well, it's always going to snap, no?
No, it's not going to snap.
I'm not ready to say that if the branch will snap, it's yogurt. Wood? No. Wait, a hadas will always snap. The arava or not. Hadas is mamish a piece of wood. It's like a thin branch. It'll snap. Yeah.
If it's locked, you still have strands.
You have the strands. I have not found a description of the Yavshus of the Eights according to the Prima Gavin. I think it's safe to say that the leaves will dry out before the Eights does. So you don't have to worry about who we paskin like here. Sifches, how much has to be dry? Yavshu rov olav, here we have a chiddush, but there's a machlekes what the chiddush is. And there's a lot of shitas. Yavshu rov olav, let's even say that most of the leaves dried out. But, v'nishtaya barosh kol badmi ha-gimel badin, a bad is a stick, we have three badim of hadasim. On each bad, you have kan echod, one. One circle, we'll call it. Ubo gimel olin lachim. So the top branch, let's say it means, I'm sorry, the top circle has three fresh olin. So it's kosher. This is the, right? Normally everything's rove. Here we finally hit up against that rove could be yovesh, and on top, it's good, so it's good. Let's see the Mishnebura, Chafalif, the Nishtairu. Why is that? What's going on here? Da'yudea gimel achen alin lachet shabereish habad chol shem hoder al kol ha'adas. Unlike the other minim, I guess, the hadas, I don't know, your eyes are drawn to the top of it more. I don't know. Or maybe it just gives a fresh appearance if the top is fresh. That's the way to understand this. Okay, so why does the Mechaber say that? Because he's worried about each of the three badin. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out of the Amabur, the Kamen, the Mitzvah, Sofreich, and Aleph. The Bishas Adchak, Sagi, Mabar, Hadas, Achod. Gam Ben Yonenu Daik, Shehiyah, Barosh, Kan Achod, Shol, Gimel, Ol, and Lachim. I mean, you're talking really, really with the evidence. Okay, but it could happen, you know, it could happen, Chalamoid. You don't have where to buy Muhadasim from, and you wonder if you should make a bracha. So it really, you know, it can be very nogay, I come to think of it. Okay, so that's the first pshat in the Gemara. The first sock of the Mechaber is that if the top circle has its three leaves fresh, then it's okay, even if most of them dried out. The Yesh Mefarshim, a different shot in the Gemara, in that particular line of Gemara. Shafilu me'agimel shebachad kina yovshu shnayim. First of all, we're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah, this shita doesn't need the circle on top to be fresh, to be makshir the whole hadas. You don't need the top one. Next, you don't even need all three leaves to be fresh. You just need one of the three leaves to be fresh. You need one fresh leaf on the whole hadas. And that's going to make the whole hadas good. An amazing kula. Amazing leniency. Mishnah Berurah. Hudas harosh. Dafka. You don't need it. It should be on the top. Kosher ayin barosh. If you look at the Rosh in the Gemara, Mishnah Berurah points out, he doesn't really say what the Mishnah Berurah says. He says, you don't need all three of the circle, but you need three circles of each bad, And each one has at least one. Because that's how he counts to three. The first sheep that counts to three on one circle and grabbed at the top one. The Rosh holds three leaves on the Hadas are fresh, but it could be on different circles. And obviously it doesn't have to be the top, because we're talking about three different ones. But what the Mechaber says, one leaf, who in the world says that? The Tomu HaKronim Al HaMechaber, the Mishnah Berurah says. The Gro, Kiveger, Prima Godim, Shaloh Hizker Dover Zev. We will not go into it. Now, which Ola has to be the fresh one? So the Mechaber says, V'hu Shiyiya Ha'ola Shehu Murkav Al Shneya. Ratzalomar, Mishnah Berurah explains, Ma D'mach Shirinan B'Ola Echad Lach V'Rosho. Dafka b'ofen zeh, baroshel dafka b'ofen zeh. And it doesn't mean the top of the hadas, but it means the one that's laying on the other two. Da'az nira ha'hidur yosar. We're going to explain what this means in a moment. Avolim hoya kol ha'shleisha olin lachim. Yeah, but if they're all three lach, then they're kulam b'shova kashim. Now,
what's kulam b'shova mean?
If they're all on the same level. The Mechaber is in the Shittas Rosh. In the Shittas Rosh, only one leaf in the circle has to be fresh. But it has to be the leaf that's Murkav Al Shneihem. Let's look at the next Mishnah Berurah to see how he understood this. According to the Mishnah Berurah's understanding of the Mechaber, we have here an amazing Chiddush. The Mishnah Berurah assumes it means that this third leaf is not on the same level as the other two. It's maybe a bit lower. And it like extends up and it covers the other two because it's lower. So it goes on to the other two. That's how he understands it. And he has a kasha that this is not even Mishulash. So he says, after the Siv Gimel Pasuk HaMechaber, Zeu Bechal Hadas Shote, Efshad Hashem Mayri, Joya Kolor Shir Hadas Poishim said, all the kinim, all the circles are that way. Veinu Bechal Hadas, Omer B'Torah, Al Hadas Shote, Aval Hoka Halo Mayri, Joya Kol Shir Hadas, Bekinim Shal Gilbel Olam Rishav Kedin. It is kosher with three equal it has its three tochim of triple leaf, you know, of three on the same level. Ela Shemach will show you Yuvashin Lanikra Hodar. Uvachain Amrina Dimnitzel Gimel Kinim. Uvachol Echot Ola Echot. Shehu Murkav Al Shneihem Ulach Nira Vanikra Boahidur Vakosher. Velocha Kadei Arishona. An amazing Chiddush. Amazing. According to the Mishnah Berurah, we're dealing with such a case. Again, let's go with the Rosh. You need one leaf only that's fresh to be Machshir. According to the Rosh HaMakori, you need that to happen three times on the Bad. According to the Mechaber, he only talks about once. Below Mishaneh. The point is, one leaf out of the three is fresh. There's a condition. It should be Murkav Al Shneihem. The Mishnah Berurah understands that condition as being something that would not be kosher if the whole hadas would be structured that way, because he holds it means, I guess it's like lower down, and it like covers the other two. Ironically, that's not even part of the shilush of the hadas. That's not shilush, right? We learned that's hadas shote. And that could save the whole hadas. If that's a tremendous chiddush. You know, the foliage of the hadas that's not part of anaf eitz avos, but it's still part of the branch enough to create the condition of hadar. If it's fresh, even if everything else is dry, even though it itself is not kosher, amazing chiddush. Other achrenim say they don't know where the Mishnah Berurah is coming from. Who said that's what this means? You can have them all on the same level, and one is bigger than the other two. or the way it's configured on the Hadas. It covers the other two.
I thought one was just overlapped two, the other two. That's how it just.
Yeah, that's how it grows naturally. You really have. No, I don't know, it depends. But in many Hadasim, the Shilush will always be two, and one like. And like, you can tell which was the third one. It's not three taking up their own space. Like, many times it's one on two. In fact, really, Avos, according to many, means plated, P-L-I-E-T-E-D, or interwoven, and refers to this configuration of one on two. Why the Mishnah Berurah assumed that it's the configuration, which is really not even a proper Shilush Hadas, the Achronim, the later Achronim, they argue with the Mishnah Berurah, they say, okay, but Al Kaponim, this is a very big kula, the whole Rosh is a tremendous kula, and I don't know, we don't really rely on this kula for whatever is Negeya. We pass them like Dei Rishona, the Mishnah Berurah says, which is you need the top one and you need all three. Now, many times it's hard to tell which is the top one. If you see these Hadasim, they really, really get bunched together on top. And you keep on having these, like, little teeny ones, like, popping up. I don't know. Top one is, I don't know, is it, sometimes it's not even the most discernible. Yeah, sometimes it's not the most striking. You don't really, what? Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Does it mean the highest one? Many times the highest one is not the most striking, because they get very small as they go up, and they get very bunched together. Okay, Siftes. These leaves that are saving the whole Hadas, even though the whole Hadas is Yavesh, but these leaves will save the whole Hadas, either the three top ones, etc. Could they be Kamush, or they have to be Mamish fresh? So some say, hey, as long as it's not Yavesh, it's fine, and it saves. And some say that Kamush is not. Are you boys learning here? Kamushin yesh poslim. Taimum shein masul mida yavesh el alach ha-hodur. Yesh machshirin kivin the komish kosher yachal ha-hatzol kamoy lach mamish. Baim b'krim v'godna shavodat d'mi amrishin d'u d'yaraisa roi l'hachmer d'u safik teira. It's usually not yavesh the first day. V'shara yamishu d'rabbanan safik d'rabbanan l'hokal. Okay, we'll stop here.